now, and make no mistake, we're gonna have fun, cause it's spring break. We'll par, we'll score, we'll fall flat on the floor, we'll do all this and a whole lot more. We're cabin in the woods, ooh, cabin in the woods, yeah.
Hey, we're back on Downtown, 17 to go before the top of the hour. Little number right there. From Evil Dead, the musical, which comes to the Keith Anderson Community Center in Orono, Halloween weekend. And joining us from the cast right here in studio, Logan and Christy, who play Ash and Cheryl, right? Welcome, yes. You guys.
Thank you.
Good to see you. You've been on before with this, haven't you, Logan?
I think so. I can't remember the last time.
Yeah, but I know you have somewhere along the way, and your mom's been on a bunch of times as well. Tell us a bit about Evil Dead, the musical, for anybody who doesn't know.
Well, it's based off of the 80s films, the Evil Dead movies with Bruce Campbell, Sam Raimi.
By the way, Bruce has been on the show, so...
all right.
You know, you're the second Ash that we've had.
Oh, I'm honored. But no, it just follows that
and
the basic
you got his jaw, too, you know? You
I'm kind of told that. You got the similar look.
Absolutely. You got the chin, yeah.
But yeah, it just follows that basic plot of the five kids going to a cabin, some recitation of an evil book, the Necronomicon's read out, and... all hell breaks loose, basically, with demons and deadites, and Ash has to brave it all.
Absolutely. Anything that can go wrong does go wrong for all of these kids.
You guys have both done a ton of shows through the years. I have to think this one ranks pretty high on the fun list.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. This is definitely a show where you go in ready to have a good time, and the whole process of making it is a good time.
Who else is in the cast that we want to make sure and mention?
It's a great mix of community members. That's the great thing about SCC, bringing people from all walks of life, from little to old. We have people like Shane Byther, Krista Byther, married a couple of great people. Other people like Brandon, Stacey Laughlin, great people.
Regina, we've also got Dannon, who has been in a couple productions in the past as well. So a lot of people from the community and a lot of new people as well who maybe have only done a couple shows before, like myself. In the community.
Well, one of the great things that you guys have done at some theater company through the years is just to produce shows that you're not likely to see anywhere else, and this is certainly one of them, because it's a challenging, it's fun to do, but there's some challenges in this.
It's definitely not what you would refer to as a family show. It's definitely fun, but it's definitely something that you probably wouldn't really see a whole lot of places, and I think that's what's so fun about it, is seeing something so completely different and crazy.
And it captures the feel of the movies too, because while they were bloody and gory, there was always some humor to them.
Oh, absolutely. Not so much in the first movie, but second movie, you could definitely tell they went for the gags. And then when they moved on to Army of Darkness, that was just all kinds of craziness. And the musical really captures those moments, finding all those small bits, a lot of the one-liners, you know, like Ash's whole spiel about his gun, the boomstick, and everything else.
That's great. Definitely a line where you're like, everyone's going to yell it. Everyone's going to yell boomstick.
Now, who's in charge of the technical aspects of this? Because you've got some real interesting technical things to pull off. So who's your tech director? Who's doing costumes and lighting and all of that?
Where you think about this company is we have a great mix of people who contribute. So my mom, Elaine Bard, who runs the company, does a lot of the artistic aspects. But then my dad, who is really big into construction and the technical aspects, he's very good. And they mix very well to create such a great ambiance. And then we all just kind of pitch in and add ideas and create a great experience.
That's fantastic. It opens up, and was it the night after Halloween or Halloween itself?
Our first show is on Halloween.
Oh, fantastic.
So you're definitely urged to bring costumes, yell with us. It's going to be a definite fun time.
Well, that's, I think, part of this too. Some audience participation is certainly welcome in this show.
Absolutely.
Is there a splash zone? Are there places people don't want to sit?
There is. So we have a special designated soak zone where you will get sprayed with lots of blood. Mm-hmm. And then we have two other tiers. So we have what we call
the splatter zone.
Splatter zone, where it's the cheapest option for tickets, just because we can't guarantee that you won't get a little wet. Okay. And then we have the safe zone for people who want to just enjoy the experience, watch everyone else get into the mayhem, and just enjoy the musical.
We need that. We need a splatter zone here that we could establish during the show. I mean, usually it's just when the bottle of wine gets opened and we have food in the studio. It's not quite as bad.
Not quite the same level, but we should be handing out ponchos for people.
That's a good idea. Yeah. How can people get tickets?
So you can go to sdcmaine.org, or you can check us out on Facebook. We have a, I think we have an Instagram account. Just
yes.
Find us, Google us. You can find information or just contact us any way you can.
In the interest of fairness and honesty here, Christy, who is your high school theater director?
That would be you. That was really, it was really entertaining getting that message. Who wants to do radio interviews? And I was like, you know what would be a gas?
Boom, there you go.
I'm coming. I'm doing it.
Well, so, you know, if you survived the 3-4 years with me, then getting through Evil Dead and
exactly, it prepared me.
Exactly. But it's going to be a great show. I know we're looking forward to it. Get your tickets early, get those good seats, and check out to the action Evil Dead the Musical. And you guys are playing for 2 weekends?
That's right.
Yes.
All right. Go check it out. The Keith Anderson Community Center in Orono, appropriately enough, starting Thursday, October 31st, Halloween night. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you again.